Welcome, college baseball fans. It's a early edition, about an hour and 15 minutes early for our ACC Central show. I am joined by Micah. Nick couldn't make it tonight. Micah, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Monty? Okay, now it's showing the live. I was about to message you, Monty. I was like, I'm not seeing what I normally see when it's live, so I wanted to make sure it was actually working, but I'm good. And you?
Yeah, I'm good. It's been live for about 33 seconds, So not sure what it's showing on your screen, but we are live and we are ready to talk some ACC baseball. I just asked Micah why he was looking a little sad. Micah, you want to tell us why you're looking a little sad?
Because I'm here without Nick. That's actually why I'm sad. That's not even the reason I told you, Monty. I said there's just 2 weeks left of ACC baseball, to which you reminded me there's 3 weeks left, and then which I would then remind you that hopefully there's like 6 weeks left of ACC baseball. But regardless, it's actually because Nick's not here.
I am a little bit offended.
I've never done a show without you, Monty, so it's not like, you know, it's not like I've had a chance to be able to give the same kudos to you.
That's true. Sorry, I'm just tweeting out, and we can get going. We're going to start with the Thursday through Saturday series. You're wearing the hat already, but I lied because we're actually going to briefly just talk about the non-conference. I forgot about the slides I did. Miami, they take 2 of 3 from BYU. Virginia Tech sweeps Ohio pretty big. Anything you want to say about these two series?
I think Miami might be the worst team in the ACC right now, Monty.
They might be. And also, somebody on your account, I don't know if it was you or Nick, is obsessed with Garrett Ebel of Virginia Tech.
That's me.
Yeah. So I figure you might, if you want to shout out Ebel, he's been playing a lot of first base.
I think what's fun is, like, I've really enjoyed watching him. He first off destroyed ETSU in our game against him, but it's just been fun to kind of see him kind of develop. Virginia Tech gets talked about with DeMartini, right? And you kind of just go down that lineup of dudes, and he's not normally talked about. And this weekend, obviously, it was Ohio, right? But he was the guy, I think, this weekend. If you had your top performers, I'd like to think he was the top performer in this lineup for Virginia Tech this weekend. So it was really fun to watch him kind of have a breakout weekend. And I mean, I hope it doesn't carry over for 2 weeks, Monty, but if it wants to carry over this weekend, that's fine with me.
What's in 2 weeks?
I don't know, just that old Virginia Tech series, you know.
Wake Forest swept Western Carolina. Chase Burns was fantastic again. He won ACC Pitcher of the Week honors. And then Duke just took care of business on Sunday with a doubleheader, outscoring Longwood 34-4 in two games. So pretty much business as usual for the non-conference schedule, with only Miami dropping a game. But even then, they won the series. UVA and North Carolina were off completely. So moving ahead, now we can talk about that Thursday to Saturday ACC matchup. That was Louisville and Boston College. Micah, you said it last week. This was a massive series for both teams. And one team made a big statement.
Yeah, one team did and one team didn't. Where do we want to go with this, Monty? Do we want to go the positive side and talk Louisville, or do I talk about what the hat I'm wearing in Boston College? Because there's one's going to be very positive and one's going to be very negative. So what do you want to start with?
It's up to you, man. I'm just excited to hear your thoughts, Micah.
Well, I'm going to be negative first because I'm very salty, right? I had booked this Boston College Maryland series a couple weeks ago with the expectation that it was a play-in game for, you know, the NCAA tournament, right? Like a big at-large spot. And for one team, it is. Unfortunately, it is not the ACC team. Boston College has just – I think what's amazing is they get the offense on Thursday, but we don't get the pitching. They get no offense on Friday, but get the pitching. Saturday was both teams got pitching, but guess who came up when it mattered most? Louisville. It's been, you know, for Boston College – I mean, they have They have won one ACC game in their last nine attempts, and it might be longer. It might even be more than that, Monty. I honestly don't remember the series before Notre Dame. But, and of course, that one win is the Fenway Park game. So take it,
It was either Wake Forest or Florida State at home, and they lost two out of three.
Yeah. So, again, it could be they've lost, you know, they've won one out of their last 11 for all I know. But, you know, it's obviously very frustrating, right, if you're Boston College, because everything was in front of them. They had everything going for them. And now, you know, they're not officially dead, Monty, but when you've got Maryland, a team is going to be desperate, and it's only a two-game series this weekend. And on top of it, you've got, going to Clemson to end the ACC slate. You're not – The outlook's not super bright. You lost your tiebreaker to Louisville. You lost your tiebreaker to Notre Dame. So your tiebreakers are starting to kind of obviously go against you as well. And not to mention, Monty, I know it's not on this sheet, but just to really just hone in on what I think summarizes what Boston College is going through, they lost their midweek to UMass Lowell too. So it's not like this is a Boston College team that, you know, just ran into some wagons in the ACC. They have just straight not played very good baseball. And that's, you know, again, it's definitely pretty frustrating. I mean, they wasted a fantastic performance from John West. When your top performers offensively include Cam Leary, who was 1 for 11 all weekend, that probably summarizes how your weekend went.
Yeah. On the other side, Louisville looking really good. Evan Webster, again, continues to be absolutely lights out. Very, very good. And then Colton Hartman, did they find somebody in the Sunday role? Because they've been messing around with that role for a while. I know Forbes was in that role early, got a little injured. He's back, but they've cycled guys in and out of that Sunday role, in this case Saturday. But Colton Hartman was fantastic. And, I mean, Michael Farinelli was as well. It's very unfortunate for Boston College, but both West and Farinelli were fantastic, but the bats couldn't get going on Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, and I think what was promising, too, I think, for Louisville was you kind of saw over the strength of the bullpen this weekend. I think Dan McDonald's got his guys now. Do they have enough depth and confidence in the depth to go far? Who knows? But this is an NCAA tournament team in Louisville. I mean, they've done pretty much everything they can. They're midweek tomorrow with Vanderbilt's obviously going to hopefully help them, right? At the bare minimum, they're going to get a quad one game in that one. So they're going to run. Yeah, which SEC regional are they going to run, Jake? Because, you know, that's probably where it ended up heading since Monty seems to want to take Virginia from me. So I got to find a new regional, so I might as well ride with my cards. But this was for Louisville. I mean, this was more than I expected, right? I think you, Monty, picked Boston College, but not many of us picked, you know, right, Louisville to lose this series. But I'll be the first one to say I did not expect a sweep.
Yeah, I was thinking Boston College would come up big at home. I believed in them. I know you've been burned a couple times believing in them as well in at home in those situations. And the Thursday night game, Louisville came out and they dropped, what, 6 runs in the first inning? It was at least – it might have just been 5, but it was a lot of runs right there in the first inning right off the bat, pun intended. And I, along with DJ, were the only ones to pick Boston College. So that was a big loss for us. But the other big thing that I think is good for Louisville is Brandon Anderson coming back. And he's a guy that has some power in his bat that could – make some noise if they can get him going. He didn't do too much this past weekend, but if Louisville can get him going, that'd be huge.
I think Louisville's lineup might be the most slept on lineup in the ACC, if maybe not even in college baseball. Just because they don't get enough attention, but they're pretty much the entire lineup's hitting 300 and they're able to plug and place guys all the time. It's like, okay, we're going to give Eddie King Jr. the night off tonight. Oh, we're going to give, you know, Isaac Humphrey the night off. We're going to give – you can go up and down this lineup and figure out who you want to plug in place. I mean, Eddie – Zion Rose doesn't play every single night, and he's one of the better bats in the conference. So it's pretty cool to see how deep this lineup is for Louisville.
Yeah, and they've got a huge series coming up in a couple of weeks, but they've got some time before then, but when they face Notre Dame at home to end the season, Notre Dame is that's Notre Dame's last ACC series. Notre Dame doesn't have anything else on the books in the conference, so pretty big. But Boston College, now they're at risk of not making Charlotte. I think they're currently sitting on the outside looking in. Is that right? Or are they – yeah.
Yep, they're on the outside. Honestly, at this point, they're praying that Miami doesn't win another ACC game, to be honest.
Yeah. So, really disappointing as Boston College has had a bit of an up and down season because they have had some good results in some places, most notably when they went to Atlanta and swept Georgia Tech. So, moving along here to another massive series between unranked teams. It was Pittsburgh and Notre Dame, and this was a pretty wild series. Notre Dame does not get the sweep, but they do come back and win Saturday and Sunday. Ryan Andrade puts in his best start of the season on Friday, shuts down the Irish. But even so, in the eighth inning, the Irish had the tying runs on second and third with one out, and they go to Phil Fox, who is just absolutely lights out and gets out of that jam.
Yeah, I mean, I think, right, like, this was a play-in series. You know, again, it's pretty neat to see 2 weeks ago this series was brought up by Coach Stifler and that Notre Dame staff about how important, you know, that weekend was going to be. And I think that was what was most impressive was they had a chance to win Friday, but Pitt got the job done on Friday. Pitt never stopped battling. I mean, it was 8-0 on Sunday for Notre Dame, and they battle it back and they make it interesting. They had a chance. They had runners on. I think they had a tie and run either come to the plate or on base late in the game there. So obviously I think Pitt's starting pitching kind of just unfortunately let them down. I think obviously the most surprising outlier and just the most brutal time for it to happen was seeing Jack Sokol get hit around the way he did on Saturday. But I mean, selfishly, Monty, as an ACC guy, I'm glad this is how this series went because Pitt's at-large hopes were pretty much fried to begin with. Tomorrow, Pitt is going to lose RPI points just by going to play Youngstown State.
Did they? I thought they might have canceled that one. I got a notification.
They moved it to tomorrow at 1 p.m.
Okay. Okay. That was
the last I saw. Now, maybe they've canceled it since, but I know that originally the thing I saw this morning was it got a notification that got moved. But
nope, that's what it was. I just saw that coming, and I thought it was a cancellation rather than a movement. So they moved it to tomorrow at 1. I know. Did you have more to add? I know you might have been looking at your cat or
– No, my the dog had to scratch. I know how the scratching with the collar was. But, no, I mean, I don't have too much more to add. I mean, I think also, too, Monty, we saw – the most rarest of things ever. Estevan Moreno committed an error on Sunday. So I guess even he is not perfect. Which broke my little heart.
I would like to say, has he gotten even better since his All-Star nod? Like, it feels like he's been
winning streak. He took it personally when only one person wanted to actually vote him as their All-Star.
Yeah, some people made the decision to get him on there, whatever. David Glancy, an absolutely monster performance, particularly was it Saturday's game. He went 4-for-6 with all those, I think, three doubles and the home run. I think they all came on Saturday. Absolutely monster performance by him. But Notre Dame still has a path in. I don't know. I think they really did need to sweep, though. I mean – They can sweep Louisville, but I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think they get to the 12 wins they need now. I thought winning 2 of 3 at Louisville was already going to be a tall task, but sweeping, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, but I know, Monty, one thing that I've started to notice is that 12 win number a lot of times is also including tournament. So, not that we're expecting Notre Dame to go make a run in Charlotte, but, I mean, of their groupings, Monty, I mean – theirs is pretty doable. You know, they're paired with the 2 seed. Yeah, that's Clemson, but I wouldn't hate the Clemson, Virginia Tech, Notre – like, I wouldn't hate that if I'm Notre Dame. Like, I would argue that being one spot higher and taking over Wake Forest's spot would be way more brutal.
Right.
So, you know, and it seems like it's going to honestly play out that way where the top 6 are going to be kind of those regional hosts, and then 7 is going to be probably the Virginia Tech or – Louisville, if they kind of catch them. So, you know, it was This was by far, Monty, agree or disagree, was this the most fun series of the weekend? I know we had a really, really awesome game, right, with Georgia Tech and Clemson, but every single one of these games, I guess maybe Sunday was kind of a blowout with 8-6, like, but it was 8-0 early, but there was just so much intrigue, at least for me, in these games that I never wanted to turn them off.
Yeah, I think that, yeah, the one Clemson-Georgia Tech game was good, and then the one Florida State-NC State game was really good, but as a series, I'd probably say this was up there. You'd obviously be choosing between this one, I think, and the BC-Louisville one, but ultimately, I think this one kind of, I mean, with the intrigue and how important it is to Notre Dame, and to continue that winning streak, and it was important for Pittsburgh, too, so for a multitude of reasons, but yeah, it was a really good series, really enjoyable to watch.
Yeah.
Moving on to that Georgia Tech Clemson series. Just making sure Trev gets some love because I don't know if he's still watching, but he had that comment earlier when we weren't talking about him. Clemson does win the series. Georgia Tech, amazing comeback multiple times in Friday's second game of the doubleheader. But Sunday, Aiden Kanak, he's back. That rhymed. He does throw four innings, and then, you know, they're able to get stuff done. I'm a little concerned about the defense. There continues to be a lot of unearned runs being scored on Clemson. I know Austin Gordon blew the save in that second game, but he only gave up one earned run as opposed to four. You know, I know they're missing Andrew Sifo. I know Hinderleiter's doing a really good job at shortstop, but you know, it's just, you got to clean it up. But Blake Wright, ACC player of the year, he has a 6-for-11 series with four extra base hits, 11 RBI. Georgia Tech just, I think they did as well as they could. Getting one win is probably what you'd be happy with that, even though you wanted to take 2 of 3, but getting one win is pretty huge.
Yeah. And the way they did it too, I mean, to show that type of resilience. And I mean, you're down to your last, not strike, right, but last out there in the ninth to take the lead off that Drew Burris home run. Wait, it was Burris, right? No, it was Bichetti.
Yep, sorry. It was Bichetti.
Bichetti hit the – go ahead. Sorry. Sorry, Mike. Don't mean to take that away from you. But, you know, it was just that overall battle, right? You know, I think Georgia Tech implanted themselves as an NCAA tournament team this weekend, just purely based off of, you know, what they were able to accomplish. Obviously, they still have a pretty difficult slate to move forward, you know, the next two weekends. So they'll have plenty of chances to increase that RPI. But, I mean, Clemson, in my opinion, right now, even with some of the injuries, you know, going on, especially if Aiden's back in this rotation, is the best team in this conference. And to take one on the road like that is impressive enough because – I just, again, I think this Clemson team, in my opinion, Monty, is the best team in the ACC right now.
Yeah, I mean, they've been that way. I mean, I know sometimes we've looked at the stats when we do the report cards and maybe they don't show up, but they've been racking up wins. But I really like the way this pitching rotation is starting to settle. If they can get Tristan Smith back to his pre-injury form, this is, I mean, just a lethal lineup. Aiden Kanak, by the way, is second in the conference in ERA. I think he's first in ACC ERA. If you take that into account, he's second overall behind Jamie Arnold. Ethan Darden has been quietly fantastic. I think he's been underrated for them in that Saturday role since he's gotten pushed back in there. But I know people are concerned with, you know, how Austin Gordon in that second game of the doubleheader, but he's been lights out as a closer for the most part. You've got Marshall and Malstedt and a pretty deep bullpen, and then the offense just keeps clicking. So if the, you know, I was started off a little bit negative talking about how the defense has been a little bit but you got to remember that's a bit nitpicky. This is a very, very good Clemson baseball team, definitely the best in the conference, and they have been for a while this season.
Agree.
On the Georgia Tech side, I do want to say, you know, to get a win without, you know, when you're giving up 9, 11, and 12 runs is huge. I think Aiden Finitari and Cam Jones will all bounce back next week. They're going to be hosting Duke. We'll get to that in a little bit. But it was good to see the whole lineup contributing as well. Obviously, it wasn't just Burris. Ellis still had 2 home runs. On the Clemson side, I do want to shout out, there was one guy I couldn't quite fit on the top performers, but he went 4 for 12, and that's Jack Crichton, who they've just kind of pulled off the bench in the last week or so, and he's been delivering, playing a bunch of first base. That's really cool to see. The Clemson's looking pretty good, and keep in mind they've been without Will Taylor as well, in addition to Andrew Sifo.
Yeah. Also, Monty, I want to give you some flowers. You called exactly how Sunday was going to go in our group chat. So well done to you.
Yeah, I mean, I that's not necessarily what I wanted, but that's how it went out. But I ended up getting some dinner out of it. It's that's how it worked out. And for those wondering, the ACC Pick'em, just Micah and I were wrong on this one. So we rode with our Yellow Jackets, and Trev says Buzz.
I should have reverse psychology'd on Sunday, Monty. That's my fault.
It's all right. It happens. But all right, the final series, unfortunately, did not get all three games in for whatever reason on Saturday. You know, it just didn't get played, and they weren't going to make it up on Sunday. NC State has a huge win on Friday, though. They have a rain delay in about the third inning. Jamie Arnold had just finished pitching, I think, when they were going to the bottom of the third when the lightning delay happened, which is why Sam Highfield didn't go much longer than two innings. Jamie Arnold's worst start of the year. And Florida State battles back, but ultimately NC State's able to hold on to it. Some good news for NC State from this weekend, though. Noah Soles is back. Logan Whitaker is back. Some bad news, Shane Van Dam, their bullpen ace, might be out. I haven't heard anything. I know he got hurt during the game. I have not heard anything since, so I'm not going to speculate. But if he's out for any extended period of time, that's a huge blow to the NC State bullpen.
Yeah, I think if you're NC State, though, right, like you chalk up this weekend as a win, yep. Right? I mean, I don't know how you don't. I mean, I think both sides should walk away feeling pretty good about it. I don't know why anyone would feel otherwise in this situation. But I do want to say one thing, Monty, that I think it just eats at me as someone that works in sports, right? Mm-hmm. This whole they were trying to dodge NC State thing. Like, mistakes happen. They made a mistake. They didn't tarp the field. They should have. Mistakes happen. Like, it happens everywhere, guys. That's not just like, oh, Florida State was trying to duck NC State. In case y'all didn't know, Florida State wants to be a top 8 seed. Beating NC State or even playing them in general at home is a quad 1 game. It does not hurt their RPI unless they get run ruled. So it's not like Florida State was like, you know, it's not like NC State's an RPI 50 team and it hurts them by playing this game. So I just wanted to get that, you know, out there, because yeah, it did drive me nuts a little bit that everyone was acting like this was some conspiracy theory kind of thing.
Yeah, it does drive me nuts with the tarp thing, though, because
By the way, Monty, do you think at all, and I'm just curious, because I saw Shane Van Dam pitch against UNCW. Mm-hmm. He did not record an out. He was kind of the reason that that the Seahawks came back to tie the game. Because obviously all those runs he was responsible for. Do you think something happened there? Because I haven't heard anything. Have you heard exactly what it is? Because I'm starting to wonder if, like, that's kind of what was going on.
Nope, I haven't heard. And he gave up 3 runs in the one inning he got to pitch on Friday. But, yeah, it's not good, because they do have Duden and Smith, but those guys are not – I mean, Van Dam's a guy that you can pull out of the bullpen and go 4 innings. Duden and Smith are not the long guys, and that's a huge loss. I mean, Cooper Consiglio came in relief and pitched really, really well in his 4 innings in relief of Highfield and Van Dam. But Van Dam is just a big, big, big loss if he's out for any extended period of time. On the other hand, Florida State, I mean, Carson Dorsey continues to impress for me. And I like what I saw from Alex Lodis. He got 2 doubles on in Sunday's matchup. Marco Dingus continues to be really, really good for Florida State. But I'm liking how they're getting the playing time for freshman Cal Fisher, who's already got 5 home runs in limited time, you know, kind of playing once or twice a weekend. And he's going to be a really big star. I'm curious if, you know, obviously I think Lodice and Faureau come back for Florida State next year. I would imagine Fisher probably finds a spot at third base maybe, or, you know, somebody moves to third base to replace Cam Smith. But, you know, I really like that the freshman talent in this conference is just unreal.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, so NC State gets some good news with Whitaker and Souls back. Some bad news potentially with Van Dam out, and obviously Josh Hogue out for the year with the fracture injury that he suffered last weekend.
It was really cool, by the way, Monty. I didn't highlight it on our fifth quarter ACC page, and I don't know if anyone put it out there on social media, but he was there on Tuesday, cheering on his guys, being a leader, which was really, really cool. Because again, he had just come out of, you know, really, obviously, what had to be a pretty painful, I don't know if he had surgery exactly or what exactly it was, right? But, you know, it was a very painful weekend for him. And to see him there on Tuesday was really cool. Like, just kind of the response that he got from his guys. So that was neat.
That's great. Yeah, that's good to hear. Moving along. So that's it for our recaps. Those were our four ACC matchups. Now we're talking about what we've got coming up. We've got a lot of teams have clinched. Basically, all the ranked, you know, all the top three teams on both sides. Virginia Tech has also clinched. Has Louisville clinched?
Yeah, Louisville has clinched.
Wake Forest clinched?
No, you have to have 13 wins right now to be clinched.
All right, so the top four teams on both sides have clinched. So there's two spots left, right? Yes, that's right. That math is right.
Well, technically, there's four spots left, but yes.
Thank you. I for some reason decided only 10 teams were getting in. Four spots are left. Thank you. I decided that we were slimming the group. So
could you imagine? I mean, because like that would be really fun, Monty, because we're talking about 12 and 10 Wake Forest right on. I mean, I don't know. Actually, it might be kind of boring because I mean Notre Dame's almost too far behind.
Yeah.
Catch them. So you then you pretty really much don't have a race for like the last two spots that you
so have. I mean, Wake Forest and Georgia Tech are probably, I mean, I'm going to say most likely in, but you've got really two spots that are being battled by four teams. Notre Dame, Boston College, Pittsburgh, and Miami are all still in it, though Pittsburgh, they're a bit farther out, but they do have that matchup. Yeah, I mean,
if Florida State takes one game against Pitt this weekend, Wake Forest doesn't have to win a single game. Neither does Georgia Tech, and they're in.
Right, right. So if you're looking for the race, it's going to be between Notre Dame, Boston College, Miami, and Pittsburgh. And with Pittsburgh and Miami playing each other, Canes, Cats, Heat thinks they're out of it. Mathematically, you are not. but Micah
emotionally, spiritually, and everything else, you probably are.
Right. Also, do you notice anything wrong with my schedule there on the right?
Ooh. I actually don't. Because NC State's at Virginia.
Where are you going this weekend?
Oh, yeah. You just decided to skip a...
Yeah.
Well, I was looking for the ACC stuff, but you're right.
Yeah, no. I figured that's what you did. But, yeah, I forgot to put Maryland at Boston College. But, so, yeah, we've got Clemson has moved back into the top three. Florida State drops 1-8. NC State, we just love leaving them at number 17 no matter what they do. I think this is the third or fourth week in a row that they're number 17 in the country. Wake Forest is up to number 13. They're still they just a game back of Louisville. UNC is number 12. Virginia moves back in to the top 10 at number 9. Well, I think they were 10 last week, but or 8 last week. Duke is back in the top 10. Georgia Tech falls out. Unfortunately, they get punished for losing 2 of 3 to Clemson. That happens when you're ranked 24th. But we've got some quality baseball series to be played this weekend. What series intrigues you the most, Micah?
I think it's got to be Duke at Georgia Tech. I know Clemson and Wake Forest, right, has an argument. But, you know, Duke at Georgia Tech to me is just because which Georgia Tech do we get? Which Duke do we get? Obviously, selfishly, Monty, I mean, as a Virginia fan, you know, we need Duke to lose a series or two to, you know, help them get the top four. So, you know, it's, I mean, it's the thing though. This is, This is a great weekend of games, because like even the ones that, I mean, I think the worst series on here might be Miami at Virginia Tech. Am I wrong for thinking that might be the worst series?
Florida State at Pittsburgh.
Only reason why I'm intrigued is because it is at Pittsburgh. Now, granted, it is going to be May, so hopefully it won't be 35 degrees in Pittsburgh. But
you
like,
never know.
Florida State always loves to kind of, like, I mean, we kind of saw it at BC, right? They dropped one, so you know it'll be interesting to see what they do with that.
Yeah, and I know they wanted to have Leiter and Whitaker back by the ACC tournament. We're getting close. I thought they were hoping to have them back sooner rather than later, but you know, I mean, they've been doing fine. They don't have that third starter behind Arnold and Dorsey. I mean, at least Dorsey was able to step in really well, but they haven't been able to find somebody to really step up for that third role. It'd be really nice if they could get Leiter or Whitaker back soon, so that if it comes down to a rubber game, you know. But yeah, for me, the most intriguing one for me is going to be the NC State Virginia, because I think we finally figured out NC State is legit. But we're going to find out if they can continue their role, because I didn't really believe in them to win at Florida State. And obviously they didn't play that third game, but they had a decent chance to pull off that upset on the road in Tallahassee. So I'm really intrigued to see what I'm going to see in person from NC State. I think this is my first chance to see them in person this year. I saw them in the fall, but that obviously doesn't count. So I'm really excited about that. But, yeah, the Duke-Georgia Tech one's going to be a fun one. Clemson-Wake Forest. Louisville-North Carolina, yeah. So, yeah, let's go around and get our picks for the – for the conference games, Micah. Let's start with North Carolina at Louisville. Who you got?
Monty, I have every ACC hat now, so I'm going to have to, you know, do the old, good old-fashioned, throw them on. I mean, I think North Carolina.
And for the sake of your podcast, I can tell them what hat you're wearing.
No, I'm going to explain my pick. So, like, I think North Carolina, you know, is obviously the better team in this situation. Sorry, Louisville, but let's just call it what it is. And it's also North Carolina at home. I mean, they don't lose at home. They lost their first ACC home game in a year.
To Virginia Tech in the finale.
Yeah. And so, again, do I think North Carolina is going to sweep? I'm going to be honest, Monty. I think there's a better chance North Carolina sweeps than Louisville wins this series. And that's just playing at the Bosch. That's not necessarily a slander at Louisville. You know, they're 7-6 on the road this year total, the Cards are. So, you know, they're not a great road team. They've obviously won 5 out of their last 6 road games, so that could be a positive thing to look at. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think this is also a step up. I think with Boston College kind of reeling, Miami kind of reeling, like, this is a little bit different of an animal you're going to be facing on the road. Plus, you know, North Carolina, right, is going to be a little bit rested. So that's going to help them as well.
Which UNC hat do you have? Let me see the bill. Okay, we've got the same one then.
It was either that or go. I should have gone with the white with the Carolina blue brim, but
The white always makes me nervous with dust and everything.
Yeah, that's why I made that decision. Plus, I think the biggest part was making sure I had Carolina blue. So I kind of like the Carolina blue as the primary color of
that. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go with UNC as well. I just like how good they are, especially at home. And they've just quietly gone about their business all season long. I'm just surprised Micah didn't want to ride his Cardinals. But, you know, since he's going to their regional and loves them and adores them.
We're gonna save Louisville getting that top 15 win when they go to their whatever regional SEC regional site. Or right now, I have them going to Terre Haute. So,
is that why Jake said that? Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I was wondering why Jake picked. I thought he was just being funny to pick Terre Haute just for fun.
Which I'm not gonna lie, Monty, I would love to go cover that. Give me a mid major host regional to go cover. Yes,
please. It would be really cool if they could get back to a super regional too and just make up for what happened last year.
No. Not with Louisville in it. Come on, Monty. This is an ACC show. But yes,
right. Atlantic Coast.
It would be a very cool consolation prize if Louisville did not win that regional for Indiana State to be able to host the Super. I agree.
After last year's scheduling conflict.
Hopefully that's not scheduled again, though. That would be mad. But
So moving along, the only top 25 series of the weekend, Clemson at Wake Forest. This one is interesting.
The only top 25 matchup this weekend, huh, Monty?
The only
top 25 matchup in the AC that you're not going to.
That's what I was gonna say. You didn't let me finish.
I gave you like a minute.
I know. Ignore the fact there was a long pause. I was building drama. No.
Yeah. You know, I love a podcast called the Cover 3 Podcast, College Football, and they always call teams a wagon. The Clemson Tigers are a wagon, and I am not getting off that wagon the rest of the year. I will not be picking against Clemson in any weekend series, in any regional. Heck, I'm probably going to pick Clemson to win the ACC tournament in Charlotte, just putting the eggs before, what's the word, calling my shot now. I know that's a crazy pick, right, as the number two overall seed tied for first. But, yeah, you can say what you want about the couch, Monty, and I don't want to slander this. I think there's going to be a lot of orange there this weekend. Clemson fans have been looking forward to this a lot. And I mean, Josh Hartle didn't look super great against Western Carolina this weekend. He looks better than he has, but like, again, I don't want to slander the SoCon, right? But Clemson's lineup's a little bit better than Western Carolina. So I feel pretty good about it now that, you know, I think the Sunday matchup favors Clemson if they keep, you know, Aiden in that spot. I think too, maybe I'm crazy. Chase Burns is having some great numbers, right? And obviously he threw a no hitter obviously he did no hits in the six innings he threw. But I feel like in ACC play his last couple outings, he's looked hittable. And I think Clemson can hit him. So I'm leaning Clemson here. I feel pretty good. I actually feel pretty good about it, which kind of makes me sick to my stomach knowing that I'm fading Wake Forest pretty confidently.
I had to share that.
For what it's worth, Canes Cat, in the Southern Conference, pitching is optional. So that's not necessarily a negative thing because every team in the SoCon is averaging like 10 runs a game. So,
yeah. And for all the reasons that Micah said that, I would like to go with Clemson, but I'm not going to in this show. I think Chase Burns is going to get the job done. He might get hit a little bit, but I think the Wake Forest lineup is going to hit. I think that being at home is going to make a little bit of a difference. I think they're going to take 2 of 3. I'm going to go Wake Forest. I mean, obviously, Micah made very good points. I like his logic, and I might ultimately go that way later in the week. But right now, I'm feeling Wake Forest just to get away from Micah here. All right, moving along to Atlanta. Duke on the road, their last road trip of the season. Duke at Georgia Tech. They do have a huge game on Wednesday against East Carolina, or Tuesday, at East Carolina. So they can make some big noise in their quest to host. Who you got, Micah?
I was kind of surprised. I know it probably thrown them off a little bit, but with Santucci throwing yesterday, I was kind of surprised that they didn't do Santucci on Wednesday for a couple innings. I mean, maybe it's still possible, I guess, but like save Santucci for Wednesday and then throw him again on Sunday of this series. I know that throws it off a little bit, but he just threw on a Sunday anyway, so it had to throw something off a bit. But regardless, Monty, I'm just going to be completely honest here. I'm going to take this. This is a penny. I'm going to flip it, and that's going to be my pick because I'm going to say heads is Duke because they're the first one on the sheets. Let's see what we got, Monty. Uh-oh. I tossed it to where my chair is. It is heads. So give me Duke. You're welcome, Georgia Tech fans. Enjoy your series victory. Give me Duke. Monty, I have no idea what to think because you can't walk away negative for what Georgia Tech did this past weekend. But I also have to think that I still believe that Duke's better than Georgia Tech. And I also think that Duke, like Monty, if you looked at my bracketology, I felt really bad about this because I punished Duke a lot. They were literally a national seed last week, and I don't even have them hosting now. But I've had some really good conversations with the people that know this history of the tournament more than I do. And RPI really seems to be all that matters for these hosts. And an RPI of 22 for Duke is not great. So they're going to need to win this series on the road. So
and winning that ECU one will be a boost as well.
Correct. So, you know, and especially, I mean, Monty, if they lose tomorrow against ECU, then I feel even better about the pick about going with Duke, because they're going to be so desperate to win this series. And like Georgia Tech, as long as they don't get swept, aren't hurting their tournament chances. So, and it's not like Georgia Tech, no offense, Georgia Tech, right? But you're not in the regional host conversation. So it's not like, what's the difference between being a 2 and a 3? Really not much at all. So at the end of the day, give me Duke.
I'm having to pick here between my co-host and my beloved Yellow Jackets here, my other co-host for my other show, Duke's Chad Knight. I'm going to go with Duke, though. I think they've just got the pitching to get it done. God, I wish I could go Georgia Tech, but yeah, I just like Duke making strides to get that hosting bid. Moving along, Florida State at Pittsburgh. I'm going to start this off. I'm going to make it real easy. Florida State sweeps on the road. No way. Okay. He put on the pit hat first. For those listening.
If I had any faith that Pitt, like playing at home for Pitt meant a lot, then I would. By the way, I have no idea if this is going to translate over or not, Monty, but I was, when Virginia was at Pitt for baseball, Florida State was at Pitt for softball, and there were more Florida State fans there. Now, I don't know if that was a softball-centric Florida State fan base that just traveled, but there were a lot of young kids that made me think that, like, there might be a decent amount of Florida State fans in Western Pennsylvania for some reason. So if that is any correlation to what it was at softball, this might be a pro Noles crowd in Pittsburgh.
They travel very, very well, because there was a lot of them at Duke as well.
And Florida State needs to kind of sweep for this to be an RPI booster. So, yeah, I kind of agree with you, Monty. I think I don't know if I'm going to say that Pitt sweeps if we see the right Jack Sokol, but at the same time, I will definitely lean the Noles to win the series.
Yeah, I like FSU. I don't think it's very tough at all. We'll see. Moving along to Miami, Virginia Tech. This one is intriguing, is it? Now, you said it was the least intriguing, right? I'm going with the Hokies. I think they get back on track in ACC play finally, and take 2 of 3.
Bring your brooms, people of Blacksburg. Bring your brooms.
I'm clipping that.
Bring your brooms. I mean.
Oh, no, I'm just talking about you in the picture there. That's your new profile picture.
Oh, gosh. Good thing I left the hammer at work, or I would have done the little. I'm on camera, and then I definitely would have been in trouble.
Yeah, well, we just found, I mean, Blake Sears out for the year. Jason Torres is going to need Tommy John surgery as a position player. JD Urso is going to be playing first base again. Kane's Cat, how do we even win? I feel like he said that you guys are going to win on Friday earlier in there. So.
Yeah, I have not. Like, I.
There it is.
They've had everything go against them this season, and with no Mark-like magic. And again, a Virginia Tech team who, like, if Virginia Tech lost this series, they might honestly be on the outside looking into the tournament, depending on how, you know, the rest of the country shakes out. But, you know, we really had to think about that one, Kyle. Honestly, I might lose sleep over the pick.
So you're picking the Hammer and Hokies. All right, last series of the week, ACC series. Micah, I'll start with you. NC State, the Wolfpack, on a roll at Virginia. Who you got?
I don't know, Monty. I don't know.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm asking you.
I know. I don't. You know what? We're going to do it. We're going to be a terrible fan. My terrible fan. I mean, a good fan doesn't pick for his team. He always picks against them. I think Monty, I am holding stock into what you told me when we spent a night together in Charlottesville. Do you remember what you told me about what just happened this past weekend and where we are now in the history of Virginia baseball?
The reset what happened last what? Year. The reset and what happened last year. Yeah.
And how it, and I looked into it, Monty. It happens almost every year. There's some sort of reset button that happens after finals where it's kind of just a get right, get healthy, just, I mean, again, play ball. I saw a good example of it this weekend, Monty, with VMI. They had a final exam today at 8 a.m. You could tell that team was a little bit distracted all weekend against us at DTSU. So I want to think that Virginia is going to be, again, they can just play ball. Plus, does Virginia have a midweek this week, Monty?
George Washington, their final midweek.
Oh, well, I feel pretty good about that one not being too much of a stressor. So as I say that now, I'm probably going to lose. But yeah, I hope I'm right, Monty, because I will be. I can't do another NC State beats Virginia kind of weekend because I've had it happen all year, and now I'm talking myself into NC State. I'm just gonna stick with Virginia for the show. But Monty, don't be surprised if I send you a different thing on Wednesday. If Nick was here, by the way. Nick would just be like, Micah, you know what happens when Virginia plays NC State, and then I'd be like, Nick, you're right. And I changed my pick. Nick's not here to convince me to change my pick, so go Hoos.
Yep. Sorry, I was making sure somebody knew something. I'm going with Virginia as well. My thing was I wasn't necessarily like, Micah, it's going to be fine. I was like, let's wait to panic to see how they play outside the exam break.
Oh, so now you're telling me that I should be freaking out.
Nope. I said you should be freaking out once you see the results.
Well, Monty, while you're recording your next show with your favorite co-host, I'll be pacing up and down the streets wondering what Virginia baseball team's going to show up this weekend. So thanks, Monty. I won't sleep tonight.
Well, you don't sleep much anyway. I'm taking Virginia as well. I think their pitching staff, their rotation settling in with Cody and Savino being added to the rotation. I think the bullpen got a much needed reset. So I'm looking forward to seeing them playing really well at home against a really good NC State team. So that's where I'm going. And then we've got a couple non-conference, but that's it. For that, we're going to be wrapping up this show. Micah, do you have any final thoughts here?
No, I look forward to watching your show. Everyone that's watching live, obviously, it will not be a live show of Monty with Chad, but I'm very excited to see that episode. I'll enjoy watching that at work tomorrow, Monty. I enjoyed watching it on whatever it was day you recorded last week.
Yeah, thank you.
So it was a really great show. Chad's obviously a great co-host, way better than me. So if Chad replaces me next season, guys, I just wanted to let you know it's been a fun year. Because I don't blame Monty for wanting to replace me with Chad.
He's going to be a bit busy with his job. So
yeah, that's that's right. I just work a fantasy job in sports where he's going to be, making the big bucks with his Duke degree. So,
yeah,
but no, I mean, this is going to be a great weekend of ACC baseball. I mean, Monty, it really sucks. This is awful to say, but I really wish I didn't have to go to Boston College this weekend. Like, I really want to be able – because, like, this would be a great weekend to catch one game of Virginia, NC State, one game of Clemson, Wake, catch one game of Louisville, North Carolina, and kind of do a couple-hour radius. Like, I could do all three of those in the same amount of driving time as me just going up to Boston College. Like, honestly, Monty, this is awful to say. I am more excited about Friday night. I'm going to watch Creighton at UConn. And then Saturday morning, by the way, sicko alert, 11 a.m. first pitch, Harvard at Yale. So, but yeah, no.
Yeah, you are a sicko. So I'll be at NC State, Virginia, as previously discussed. I might
be at Clemson at Wake. Sorry, yep. I just wanted to – I had to interrupt you since I don't get to interrupt Nick. I have to interrupt you.
I might be at ODU, VCU tomorrow night. We shall see. But,
VCU Stan account, Monty Taylor.
And, and I'm recording our Talking Ball with Chad Knight podcast right after this, our second episode. We're going to be talking some Duke major leaguers. We're going to be talking the Vibes after their doubleheader sweep of Longwood. We're going to be talking about offensive war statistic as well. And he's got some college numbers on that as well. So that'll be released late tonight. You'll be able to see it most likely tomorrow.
Hey, Monty, I do have one question for you, or one thing for the show, if you can. Can you have him look up the updated what I know he had that list, right, that included our ETSU first baseman Cameron Cisneros on strikeouts to home runs. He is currently still two home runs over strikeouts, and I'm just curious if that list has gotten smaller, bigger.
It's definitely gotten smaller. Last year, only two players ended up with that number. So
it'll if you can ask him if he has the update, that would obviously make my day, just because I am curious. I know Cam for ETSU is still above that threshold.
Awesome. So I'll do that. So we'll be back next week. Same time. Hopefully we'll be back with Nick, but it'll be back to a more extended show with more series. But until then, take it easy.